Welcome back to the Altitude Sessions, where we rise above the noise and tell the truth, gently, honestly, and without apology. I'm your host, Robin Vox, and today's episode is for anyone who's moving through the holidays with a full plate and an even fuller heart. This is not a be grateful and smile through it episode. This is not a count your blessings and push through conversation. This is a moment of pause, a breath, a place to sit down emotionally. Because for many of us, the holidays don't feel holy this year. They feel heavy. Let's fly. There's an unspoken expectation that shows up every year around this time. The expectation to perform joy, to perform gratitude, to perform togetherness, to perform resilience. We're told this is the season of giving, but nobody talks about how much is being taken. Taken from your energy, taken from your nervous system, taken from your boundaries, taken from your time, taken from your wallet, taken from your emotional reserves. And if you don't show up smiling, if you don't sound excited, if you don't feel thankful in the way people expect, suddenly you're ungrateful, distant, negative, hard to please. But here's the truth we don't say out loud. Gratitude doesn't always look like joy. Sometimes gratitude looks like survival. Some of us are grateful and grieving at the same time. Grateful to be here. Grateful to be breathing. Grateful to have made it through the year. And still tired, hurt, disillusioned, disconnected. Gratitude can feel heavy when you've lost people, when you've lost versions of yourself, when the year asked more of you than you had to give. Gratitude can feel heavy when you're still cleaning up emotional messes for months you barely survived. Gratitude can feel heavy when you're holding it next to exhaustion and trying to make them coexist. And if that's where you are right now, I want you to hear this clearly. There is nothing wrong with you. You are not failing the holidays. You are not broken. You are not ungrateful. You are human. Softness doesn't disappear because it's December. Boundaries don't expire because it's a holiday. Your nervous system doesn't suddenly become indestructible because there's food and music and tradition. If anything, this season asks for more softness, more intentionality, more honesty. You do not owe anyone your exhaustion. You do not owe anyone your presence. You do not owe anyone access to you simply because it's a holiday. Let me say that again, slower. You do not owe anyone your presence at the expense of your peace. This season has a way of testing every boundary you've set. Family members who ignore your limits. Friends who expect you to show up even when you're empty. Traditions that no longer fit the person you've become. Obligations disguised as love. Here's the soft truth. You are allowed to say no. You are allowed to leave early. You are allowed to stay home. You are allowed to opt out. You are allowed to protect your energy. You are allowed to choose quiet over chaos. Boundaries don't ruin the holidays. They protect you from resenting them. And resentment is what grows when we abandon ourselves for tradition. Peace might not look like a big table and loud laughter this year. Peace might look like a smaller circle, a quieter morning, a plate made at home, a phone turned off, a nap instead of a party, a walk instead of a conversation, distance instead of obligation. Peace might look like doing less and breathing more. Peace might look like redefining what enough means. Enough connection. Enough rest, enough food, enough joy, enough silence. This part is for the strong ones, the ones who always hold it together, the ones people lean on, the ones who make magic out of chaos. If you're tired this season, it doesn't mean you're failing. It means you've been carrying too much for too long. And the holidays don't require you to carry more. They invite you to put something down. This is your permission slip to choose yourself, protect your peace, honor your grief, celebrate quietly, rest without guilt, set boundaries without explaining, be grateful in your own way. Let the holidays meet you where you are. You don't have to force joy. You don't have to perform gratitude. You don't have to be available. Your worth is not measured by how much you give away this season. If no one has told you yet, I want you to know, you're doing enough. You are enough. And choosing peace is not selfish. It's sacred. However this season meets you, may it meet you gently. May it meet you honestly. May it meet you without demands. This has been the Altitude Sessions. I'm Robin Box, and I'll see you in the sky.